In Daf Tes Amud Aleph, 5 lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Teirasa midnei ma'achol bo shiloi. Why did shiloi become chorev? Ne shahoyu bo shnei dvorim. Gili aroyeis ubezoyim kotshim. Gili aroyeis dirsi ve'eili zokin me'oid. Bishama is kola shayasun bonov lechol Yisrael, beis ashayishkevun es hanoshim hatzoivais pesach oyomoid. So we see beis ashayishkevun es hanoshim hatzoivais pesach oyomoid, so we see that there was gili aroyis. So the Gemara says, va'afal gav da omar av shmur ba nachmeni omar av yechenim, kol ha'imer bnei eili chotu einai elatoye. You cannot learn the pasuk literally. What is pshat in the pasuk? Sheshou eskineihem. Mitoich sheshou eskineihem. So Rashi says, Shehoyu mevi'ois b'mlois yemei leidoson, litoyer lechel b'kotchen. The Nishay Yisrael brought their kinim. They wanted to become toyer. They were machusa kippurim. So they brought a kolben yodis that they should become toyer. The heim hoyu bale gaive, and the bnei eli were bale gaive, for yom israshlim bahakravoson. The taitch of a kohen is a mishoris, so a kohen should be cooperative to all those who come. They were bale gaive, so they did it when it was convenient for them. Therefore, voyam israshlim b'hakravosom, v'anoshim mamtinei shom ad sheyagrivum. Now the noshim knew they can't be sure that they can eat kotch until they'll make sure that there was a krova. Who knows when that krova will be, since they were taking their time. U'mishtais milarzelim koimon eitzol balei. That's very interesting. The last few words in Rashi, Mevatlem es hanoshim mipirya verivya, in Ein Yaakov, this is put in brackets. My shvoga tainted that l'chayre, the avere is not the bitl pirya verivya. Rizmaira, the Gemara says in Yevomis, that Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that from the Sholish Noshim Meshamshes B'moich, one of them is Aminekes, that Shemot Yisaber, and then she won't have what to give her previous child. So L'chayre, we're not Mahadar, after so soon after the lady that she should become Uberes. So the Mevatlam Es HaNoshim Mepiri Berivi L'chayre, it's not such a gewaldic avla. If I kept according to others, the meshamshes b'moich, they shouldn't become the saba. According to others, shayma psayim Hashem, the kaponim, there's a din shmire. They can rely. They won't become the saba, but there's no inyan of to enhance piriyah v'riviyah. Could be that's why the inyaki was put in brackets. What is the gili aroyis? So, betzim, the gili aroyis is Milarzelim koimam eitzel baleim, like that's a gezel mi baleim. Isha asher timel mal, there's a meile beish shalmailo and ish shalmato. There's a gezel from them. So this is also a gezel. They were mishtais milarzelim koimam eitzel baleim. The ben Yehoyodas ma'ira. So it wasn't Gili Aroyis. Mal aleim akosav kilu shochvum. It's mal aleim akosav. So he asks for mal aleim akosav, you're not machrib shiloi. I mean, here there were machrib shiloi, it's a mal aleim akosav. So he wants to say, if the G'dayla Yisrael was mal aleim akosav kilu shochvum, the Hamoinam already was mamish shochvum. That was, he wants to say, that's what others say, Pshan the Posik, Asher Nosi Yechto is La'ashma Sa'om. If by the Nosi it's a Chet B'Shoigik, is by the Om it's La'ashma Sa'om. So Memele, that was, if it went so far that the Bagdolim is Malaleim HaKosuv, so by the Moinam they were more poets than this. בזוין קודשם דכסיב גם בטרם יקטירו את החלב, before they were מקטר את החלב from the קולם, and the כהנם דונה בסחוס החילת הלפת הקטורי, ובו נער הכהן ואומר לאיש הזוויח, תנו בוסו ליצלויס לכהן, שגיב בוסו, דבר גיב דה בוסו, ותצליעו את הקטורי ותקר לידי, גיב דה בוסו, לא ייקח ממך בוסו מבושל, כי אם חי, now that we won't take from the boss of Mevushal, we want raw meat now. V'yoyim ha'elav ha'ish, kater yaktirun kayyem ha'chelev. Listen, first be makter. V'kach l'cho kasher tave namshecha, v'omar lo'y ki ato tite. Don't tell me what to do. You first give. V'imloy l'kachti b'chosko. And if you won't give me, I'll take it without asking. V'tihi chatos an'orim g'doylo m'yoyid espnei Hashem, so that brought about the Chulbin of Shiloh. Mikdash Rishon Mipnei Machorev Negimul Dvorim Shehoyoboy. There were three Dvorim in Mikdash Rishon, Avedizore, Vegiloy Aroyes, Ushvichas Domin. Avoy de Zore, Dersiv, Kikotzer, Hamatzo, Mehistareya. Poshipshat, Kotzer, Hamatzo, Mehistareya means that the sheet was too small to spread out on. It was very eng in the Beis Hamikdosh. My Kotzer, Hamatzo, Mehistareya, Omar Rabbi Yonasan, Kotzer, Matzo, Zeh, this mokim was too short, mehistarer olov shnei reyim ke'echot. There were two reyim together, there were two, rachmanan etzlam, two rishuyos, mishamshos in the Beis Hamikdosh. There was the shechina was there, and there was an avodah zarah there. There was not enough place, that both should be mehistarer, that there should be serorah of two rishuyos in one place. We couldn't be saved that. Kotza matzah zeh mehistarer olav shnei reyim ke'echot. What does Rashi say? Mehistareya dorish benutrikun mehistarer, that there should be a sarore reya, and then Yaakov says reya acher, another reya. Shnei reyim, what's the shnei reyim? So the Gisus Abache Shehemid Menashe Tzelem Behechol. So there was a Tzelem and there was the Shechina there. Then the Pasuk says further, V'hamaseicha Tzora Kihiskanes. The Maseicha, the Vedizore that was there, was Tzora Kihiskanes. Oma Rab Shmuel Panachmeini ki moti Rabbi Yonasan lahaikro bochi. Oma man dechsiv bei koineis kaneid mei hayom nasis loi maseicha tzoro. That's mehiskanis al kaponim is a droshe of koineis kaneid mei hayom. Now let us see Rashi. Tzoro, someone said nude baramaschel, loshen reyus. Kishtei noshim leish echot, v'chiyasato tzoroso, v'isha alachoiso leisikach litzroel. So, v'hamaseicha tzoro. The maseicha was a tzoro to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Kihis kaneis. What kihis kaneis? So the Gemara says, man dechsiv bei koineis kaneid mei hayom, nase loi maseicha tzoro. Shaila is, what's the connection with Kaines Kaneid Mei Hayom? Kaneid Mei Hayom. The Iyan Yaakov wants to say Pshat, he brings a medrash on the Pasuk of Kaines Kaneid Mei Hayom, Kshebora Kodesh Baruch Hu Esaylomoi Omar Lesar Shal Yom Psach Picho Ubla Kol Mei Mei Bereshis. Kaines kaneid mei hayom, that all the yamim was kai the Rebbein Shel was kaines it. Omalei, so the sar shal yom said, im kain yis arvu Mayim hamesukin bemeluchim. There's different types of waters. Belakol meime bereishis. Don't get mixed up. Omalei said Rabbi Shlom told the Sar Shel Yom, Lav kol echad ve'echad yesh lei oitzor b'fnei atzmoi. In the tahoim, there's different oitzreis. Shenema ba'oitzoreis tahoimais. So memeile, in the tahoim, the sham ein misalvin, misukin the meluchim. Lachol echad tahoim b'fnei atzmoi. So when it came, koinis kaneid me'ayom, Rabbeinu Shalom made it so that the meluchim should not become me'urev with the mesukim. There's a different oitzer. That was how Rabbeinu Shalom made that the two different types of meimai should not become me'urev. Ve'eich yisarei v'atuma etzloi sheyasu hamaseicha tzora. That was that Rabbeinu Shalom had made oitzreis that the mayim shouldn't become me'urev. Each one should have his own mokim, and dova maseicha tzora ki hiskaneis. That's how the Yin Yaakov says pshat. The Ben Yehuda says pshat, a different pshat, that he brings up a medrash that when the Rabbeinu Shleilam was mavdol, the mayim elyonim from the mayim atachtoinim, so the mayim atachtoinim had a time. That the Mayim al-Yoinim are close to the Shechina, and the Mayim al-Tachtoinim are far away from the Shechina. So Rabbeinu Shalom said that there'll be a Mokim Ba'oretz, where there'll be Hashchos HaShechina, that was Har HaMeria. So on Har HaMeria there always was Hashchos HaShechina. And that was a pious for the Mayim al-Tachtoinim. So that is Pshat. Like this, if they brought in the Maseiche, the Shechina would have been nostalgic, so it wouldn't have been a problem. The Tzora was the problem, or a greater problem, that both should be a Tzora in one place. So, but since the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was Maftiach, the Mayim Atachtoinim, that there will be in this Mokim, there will be always be a Mokim of Hashchos HaShechina, so Memele, so the Shechina had to remain there. And Vahar Maseicha Tzorek is Kaneis. That's Pshat. When the Rabbeinu Shalom was Kaneis Kanei Me'ayom, so there was a Haftoche that the Shechina has to remain there. So Memele, so therefore there was now a Matzav of Tzorek. This was the Avodah Zarah of the Bayis Rishon. Gili Aroyis, Dersiv Ayemar Hashem, Yan ki govu b'nai tziyoin batei lachno netuye iskorein u'mesakroi seinayim holoich v'tofoif tei lachno u'beragleyem tiyakasno. So now the Gemara explains this pasuk. Yan ki govu b'nai tziyoin. That's the problem of govu b'nai tziyoin. They were tall, so they're tall. So they wanted to be outstanding. They wanted to be boiled. Shehoyu mahalchais arucha b'tzad k'tzora. That you should see, you should be boiled. The tall b'nai sim, it should be niker, the tall one. Arucha b'tzad k'tzora. Veteilachna netuyeis gorein, shehoyu mahalchis b'koimas kufa. Mesakreis einayim b'avimalyin kuchla einayim. They used to color their eyes. All were pa'ulis to attract that people should look at them. Haloich v'tafayv teilachna shehoyu mahalchais ekev b'tzad goydol. Baragleim te'akasna omar rab yitzok shehoyu mevi'is mer v'afar samayim. They brought different types of perfumes. Umeinichais b'man oleim, and they put them in the shoes of Shemagiyes Eitzel Bachura Yisrael. Boyatois, then they gave a kick. Umatizois, and it spritzed out. Dreyach umachnises b'hem yetzer horo keoros b'achno. So that was, there was a giri hayetzer that the Gemara calls a gili aroyis. That the pasuk specifies. What happened later, if it's ka'oris ba'achno, so they were ready, fasamta ready. ויעש הבן שלו יכתוב. שביחס דומים דרסי וגם דם נוקי שופח מנשה הרבה מיועית, עד אשר מילי אסי שלהים פה לפה. So this was by Yisrishin. These were the Sholish Averis Chamuris. Avo Migdoshayni, Sheyoyiskim Batoira B'mitzvah Segmilis Chasodim, Mipnei Ma'achorif, why did the Migdoshayni become Chorif? Nei Shehoysa Boi Sinas Chinam. Migdoshayni, there was Sinas Chinam, Lelamdoch, Sheshkula Sinas Chinam, Keneged Sholish Averis, Abay Dezore Gili Aroyis, Ushvichas Domin. We'll come back to explain this Gemara, but just let's finish the whole Gemara. Then the Gemara says, by Migdash Rishon, Rishoyim Hoyu, Elo Shetolu Bitchoinam Ba'Kodesh Baruch Hu Ason LeMigdash Rishon. They were Rishoyim, they were Boitchem Ba'Shem. Dersiv, where do we see this? It says in the Pasuk as follows. Rosheho B'Shoichad Yishpoitu. The Roshei Ha'om, they used to do Mishpat, B'Shoichad. V'chayaneho B'mechir Yoiru. The Kehanim used to, the Hayros of the Kehanim was also B'mechir. Stama the Hayro was different if a certain amount of money was given. V'yeho B'kesef Yiksaimu. So they did all these things. V'al Hashem Yishoanu. But they relied on the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Leima haloi Hashem bekirbeinu leisovi aleinu ro. Lefichach hevi aleihem, suppose it, since, because of the Shalosh Averis, so hevi aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu gimel gzeiris keneged gimel Averis shebiyodam. Shenema lochein beglalchem tziyain sode techorish. Tziyain became a sode. Choreshtik esodet, all the binyonim of Tzinin fell. Birishalayim, Ian tiye. Ian is a chulbe with avonim. Barabayis, lebomeis yoa. Stumps of trees there. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Rosheho b'shoichad yishpoitu. Seifa dekrov al Hashem Yishoanu leima haloi Hashem bekirbeinu. Ba'aleyem amigdash rishin koi. B'sholish gzeires, sode ve'iyim ubo meishyar. Iyim churve. B'metata hashmeid, k'moi vayo borod machse kozod. Very interesting what Rashi means over here. Iyan is a churbe. It's finished. That's the end. Now Rashi means a posuk in Yeshaya. B'metata hashmei. B'metata is like a broom. The Benishim will sweep away the mokim and it'll be completely destroyed. K'moi vayoa. This is also a swept over vayoa. Borod machse kozot. Here it says in the posuk that, they relied on a machse kozov, on the sheltering of kozov. There was a hangaret that they'll be protected. By yoa borod, and the borod swept away machse kozov. Exactly how yozolosh and iim pesach nishklo b'metata hashmeid. The lotion of kibud of sweeping. Zok the Gemara weiter. The Migdash Rishon, there wasn't Sinas Chinam, Voksiv, Migurei, El Cherev Hoyu, Esami, Lochein, Sefoik, El Yorech. For Omar, Rabbi Lozor, this Posek, Eilu Bnei Odom, Sheoichlen, Vishoisin, Zeim Ze, Migurei, means they live together, V'doikrim zeh zeh b'charov isha b'rshoinam. V'gurei, they were living together, aber el cherev hoyu. Each one shtach the other one. So it seems that that's in aschinam. And with the Gemara, he b'nesiyei Yisrael havoi. This was by the Nesiyim, not by the Hamoinam. Tachsiv, Za'ak, Vahilel, Ben Odom, because this is the beginning of the Pasuk. Za'ak, Vahilel, Ben Odom is a Loshen Klolo, Ki hi hoysa ba'ami, Visanye. We learned in the Barais, Za'ak, Vahilel, Ben Odom, Yochol, Akil, Talmud Leim, it says further in the Pasuk, Hi b'chol Nesiyei Yisrael. So, this was by the Nesiyim. The Nesiyim were Nichshal in Sinas Chinam, but the Amoinam wasn't by the Bayis Rishon. Rab Yochanan v'Rabbeloza d'Omri Tavayu, Rishonim sh'nizgala Avoinam nizgala Kitzam. By the Rishonim, the Ovin was Begoloi, so the Ketz was also Begoli. Achoinim shaloinis galo avoinam loinis galo kitzam. Achoinim of the oven wasn't his galo, so the Ketz also wasn't his galo. So Rashi says, nis galo avoinam loihoyu mechasim pesheim, was Begoli. Nis galo kitzam lefimbalois, lebovo shivim shona efkedeschem. The Ketz was also Begoli. Achroinim loinis galo avoinim, b'nei migdashaini reshoim hoyu beseisa, wasn't Begoli. Is the case is also Leinis Gala Kitzam. Omar Rab Yochanan Toiva Tzipornom Shal Rishonim Mikreisoi Shal Achroinim. It's better the nails of the Bnei Bayis Rishon than the stomachs of the Bayis Sheni. Omar Lei Reish Lokish Adarab Achroinim Adifu. So Reish Lokish says Adarab Achroinim are better. Afal gav dike shibet malchies kaoski betoire. So why do you say toivo tzipoinan shal rishonim mikreishe shal achroinim? So he told him, biro techiach shechozol rishonim lechozol achroinim. You'll see from the Beis HaMikdosh. Who's better? You'll see by the Bayis Rishon, after 70 years, the Bayis was built again. By the second Beis HaMikdosh, it didn't return yet. Shaulu as Rabbi Elazar Rishonim Gdoilim Ayachroinim Gdoilim Amalem Tnu Einechem Bebir. Look at the Beis HaMikdosh. You'll see who is bigger. Ikedamri Amalem Eidechem Eidechem Bira. The Bira is an Eidus. Which one was better? Zekrashi Bira Techiach Beis HaMikdosh Eidechem Bira Binyan Habayis Eidlechem Bedovo Shleichoza lonu b'choza l'rishayim. I'd like to explain a little. This is a difficult gemara. The Goin in the Emuna v'Hashgacha explains a little this gemara. To like a little to elaborate the p'sazay the shverikaiten of the gemara. What's toivo tziponum shal rishonim, mikreison shal achroinim. What is, the Gemara says that, lamdoch sheshkula sinas chinam keneged gimel averes, vedizore vigil aroyes eshviches domim, lachere de shalish averes are, there's a dem yehorig var yave, lachere an sinas chinam there's no yehorig var yave. Agavuchad Ben Yoinin Shari Tshuve Shar Gimel Islametes says Hasine Mide Meileles Pshoim Rabim Umesaveves Kamo Alilois Nishchosais. Sine is a Mide that brings about Pshoim Rabim and there's Kamo Alilois Nishchosais. Kamo Eloshen Hore Shehishkula Keneged Chayvim Isis Bezden Drishes ra, vasimcha la'eid, ugromas nezokin, valiches rochel, unekime, unetire, meavedes toiva harbe min hanefesh, and he says that's pshat na gemara. So kapone weiss doch ois, that sine is ma'ileles pshoim rabim is aveves kam alilis nishchoshes. That means it's a mide, that it grows from this mide worse things than come out, aber die Sorge, die Laroise, schwiches Domima, Averis. it's a veiris, but they don't have, it seems there's no, peiris. This is seen as a mida that is meileles, pshoim rabim, sabebis, kama lilois nishchosis. The Goyin seems to say as follows. He first brings a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tafkuvovam at Beis. The Gemara says, Omar Rav Abi, Arba Meis Boi, Have Boi Doig Vachi Seifel, Bemigdal Apereich Ba'ave, Vlo Ifshit Lehu Chat. The Gemara, Rav Abi wants to say the Godless of Achi Seifel, of Doig, the Murdik Alomdim, they had 300 Chakiris in Migdal Pereich Ba'ave, they couldn't even be poshet one boy. Such tifa chakiris was meiradik. Omar Rove, so Rove wasn't the spoil from the lomdus of Achisoifel and Doig. Said, Revusa lemivi boy, galumai teira, that's a godless, that's the criteria. He says, Bishoni de Rab Yehuda, kuli tnuye benazikin. The times of Rab Yehuda, they did not have time to learn all six storim, they learned Seder Nezikin. That's when the Chayvos Abovas brings down Seder Nezikin, because that was Negev ben Odom Lachaveiroi, Dan Hogis ben Odom Lachaveiroi. They weren't able to learn all six storim, so they learned Seder Nezikin. Va'anan, by us, komas ninen tuve bu'uktsin. We learn a lot, not only in Nezikin. In Uktsin, we mas ninen tuve. When he came to a Psashvera Mishnah in Uktsin, he didn't know Poshe Pshat. Avayis the Rabbi Shmuel Kozin Ahoche. Didn't understand the reasons of the Alochis. Banan, Komas Ninon, Bo'uktsin tlas sori mesifte. We have 13 yeshivas that learn uktsim, 13 ma'alchim, how to explain, and he had a problem. V'rav Yehuda sholef misane v'osa mitre. And when there was an atziris kshomim, so Rav Yehuda was making himself for the tainus, he took off one shoe and started pouring already. Banan tzvachinon veleke de mashgechbon. Ela kodish bochu liba boy. The iker is, the Rebbein Shalom wants the lev. The chsiv Hashem yirol alevot. That's the iker. The iker is avodas halev. The drosh is haran that says, ki ein iker hamadrege hachochme, aber la kavona shleime be meisem because kavona salev bem achmona liba boy. The Goyin explains as follows: a rishonim afsha avru averes chamuris, the rishonim were oiva averes chamuris, the shalosh averes mipnei toikef yitzchom. There was a in a meridike yitzahore. Just to understand a little bit what that means, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis, relates as follows. Rav Ashi Omar, Lemocho Niftach Bechavraya, he told his Talmidim that tomorrow we'll start off the Shir Bechavraya, Shehoyu Talmidei Chachomim Kemeisenu, Ve'ein Lam Chelek Lo'ilam Abo. Says, tomorrow we'll speak about our chaverim. They also were Talmidei Chachamim, but they don't have any chelek l'olam habo. Hazoi zok the Gemara. I want to speak about Menashe. There's a Talmud Chochem Menashe, but ain't a chelek l'olam habo. So the Gemara relates, Ichsi l'Rav Ashi Menashe b'chelma. So Menashe came to Rav Ashi in the Cholim. V'omar lei chaverecho b'chavri da'ovuch korislon. So you chaverim, that means in Torah we're the same. No, the whole difference is you have Olam Haba and we don't have Olam Haba. So let's see if we're the same in Torah. Me'echa bois l'mishrei ha'moitzi. So yes, the mashayla, where you supposed to cut by the Birchas HaMoitzi. It seems he didn't know. So it seems this was a deep shaila, and he didn't know. So he saw that Menashe was much greater in Torah. So he asked him, "Me'ache de chachmisi kula hai my time kol polchisi la avodah zarah." So why were you avodah the avodah zarah? Omaloi yhavis hosom. If you would have lived in our times, havis noked b'shipoili glima b'shinecha, you would take the bottom of your coat and put it between your teeth, v'rohitos abasrei, and you would have run after avodah zarah. Now what is pshat in this gemara? So the Maral says pshat in the Gemara as follows. The Maral says there are two oifanim that someone does something wrong. There's one oifan, he does something wrong, he realizes it's wrong, but he can't hold himself back. So if for some reason there are ikuvim and he doesn't do it, so deep down he's satisfied because he knew it's wrong. He couldn't control himself. But if there were ikuvim, is Baruch Hashem. There's another time a person does something wrong that he thinks is taka the right thing to do. So then if ikuvim come, so he tries to be mesalik the ikuvim. So that's what he told him. He told them, we ran after avodah zarah. If you would have been there, you also have run after avodah zarah. But just let me tell you the difference between you and us. If you would have been there, so you would have lifted up your coat to be able to run quicker. That means you would have been so convinced that you have to be an avodah zarah. So every ikuv in your way, you would have been mesalik. You would have been completely convinced. When we ran after avodah zarah, we didn't lift up our coats. That means if it's because of the coats, we can't run so quick. So adrabba, we knew it's wrong. We couldn't help ourselves. There was a meiridike giri hayetzah. So mamele, so we did the averis. But we knew it was wrong, but we couldn't control ourselves. Zuk te goin weiter. Rishayna ovo averis chamuris mipnei toikef yitzron. There are more the kiyetzor. You have to understand, mishe godol mechaveri, it's a godol mimenu. There was giluyim in the Beis HaMikdosh, so there had to be zulu mazu, so there was a more the kiyetzor. Avol b'shoyresh ha'emuneh, Shuhu abitochin hoyu chazokim. But when it came to emune, it came to bitochim, they were moiridik. Kamay sh'amru sham biyume rishoyim hoyu elo shetolu bitchoinam bakodish boch. Vahayna, this is the loshen of the goyim, shoyu chazokim mo'oid be'emune ba'ashem yizborach u'ba'ashgochosoy, they were moiridik in emune and ashgoche. This was the bias rishon. Now, let us try to elaborate a little. What's pshat? Why does one person hate another person? The reason he hates him is because he did something bad to him, or he wants to do something bad. He did something bad. The chinuch in mitzvah reish mem aleph says, and the love of Leisikoim, so he says, Sheyeda ha'odom v'yitein aliboy, ki chol asha yikrehu mitoiv adra, whatever happens to him, he sibe shetovoy elov me'eis Hashem yizborch. That's from the Rabbeinu Shloilom. U'miyad ha'odom, u'miyad ish ochiv, loitiye dovor bilti ritzoinei baruchu. That means nothing can happen. This is the Shittas Achinuch. This is the Shittas Chavis Halvovis. That nothing can happen to anyone if this is not the Rotzon Hashem. Okay. So now it comes Lamaisa, the Chinuch. Kshitzaruhu o yachivuhu odom. If a person is Metzairim, Yeida benavshoi kavinoisav golmu. Vashem yizboch gozar olov bekach. Is therefore v'loy yoshis machshevoisav linkoim imenu. So why should he take revenge from him? Ki hu einoy sibas ra'osoy. He is not the cause of the ra. Ki ha'ovain hu ha'mesavev. The ovin is the mesavev. Uchmei she'omar David ha'melech olav ha'sholim. Hinichu loy v'yekalu ki omar loy Hashem. When Shimi ben Gera went out towards David and he was mekalel him. So he said, ki om aloi Hashem. It's not, this is the rotzen Hashem that I should become this kalel. So memele tolo ha'inyin bechet oi v'loi b'shimi ben geire. It's the lashon of the chayvus avovus and shara bitochen peri gimel. Sheloi yoyilenu v'loi yazikenu echad mehanivroim. A person can't help him or can't harm him. Elo b'shus ha'boire yizborach. That's in what this we can understand why it's called Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam is because it's why do you hate him, Taka? It's Taka Bechinam. The hatred is because of what occurred. And what occurred, that's the Rotzen of the Rabbi Nishlam. That's what occurred. So Memele, and that's so it's called Sinas Chinam. That is Pshat in the Gemara, Rishonim Shenizgalu Avoinam Nizgalu Kitzam. That means by the Rishonim, the Ovoin was only superficial. That means it did not penetrate to the lave. The Ovoin was Begoli. Ustake Begoli did Aveira is Chamuris, Lesman the Polik. It was Nizgalu Avoin. Beloi Nizgalu Kitzam. But it wasn't the, but therefore was Nizgalu Kitzam, because since the Ovoin did not penetrate to the lave, was only a superficial Ovoin, so the ketz was, so the goals was also only a superficial, golus, and the ketz was nizgala. Avoyne, achoynem loy nizgalo avoynem. Fakert mi bachutz, they were tzadikim, oiskim betoira, maisim toivim, gmilus chasodim. But it seems in the shoyre shamune, they were already lacking, the lave was lacking, the lave was lacking. So therefore, So therefore, lein is gala kitzam. In the Muna Ashgoche, he brings, that what it says in the Pasuk, kider tapuchais heimo, bonim loy eimun bom, is speaking about the two bote mikdoshim. Kider tapuchais heimo is going on the mikdosh rishon. Bepnimis hoyo libom sholem be'amuna bitochen. V'hoyo toicham hepech mibarom. So kider tapuches haimus. When it's mamish, it's that men hepech ala hepech. The pnim was meiridik and the chutz was shreklach. That's kider. Abo, and the second bias, bonim loy eimun bom. Bonim loy eimun bom. The Goyin says that there are two simone taira or two simone tume. There's a simen mafreses parsa, that's a simen mibachutz, there's a simen male geira mibifnim. The Goyin explains what's the inyan of male geira. So he says, male geira, a geira is a mo, eschem geira hashokel, a geira is a mo is dalet isrim. So he brings a mishneh in peye that a dalet isrim is the minimum amount that a person could exist on ish ve ishtay for one day. It's a mishnah in peyah. That means the mishnah says if meimis ekalad the muta beleket, if you can't find dalet isrim in the field, so there's nothing for nothing to go there already. There's a fill of the minimum amount is not there. So memele, then everyone is permitted to take leket. Al koponim, male geire, says that's the midah of histapkes. That means, what shot they chew over and over again? They're not lohut for extras. They're mistapik. This is, with the mistapik with a minimum, he says, meiridik, the aveira of chemda is the worst aveira. It seems chemda, that's the stirit amune. Mishi yeshloi hayoim, and he's doyig, ma'oichel lamochel, that's michasori amune. A mamin, that's male geire. That means, ich hab heint genug, finish tomorrow, mische borra joim borra mezoinoi, so the male geira, that is the simen tare mi bifnim. The mafreses parsa is the simen tare mi bachutz. So he says, the rishoinim had a simen tume mi bachutz. הסתיבה ציפונם של רישיינים מקרסם של אחיינים. That means the Rishonim had a simen tumah. You looked at them, was shreklach. Dotschem, oi David Zorim, megali arroyis. That was Tziponam. But it was a simen tumah mi bachutz. Toiva Tziponam shal Rishonim mi kreisam shal achroinim. By the achroinim, it was already a simen tumah mi bafnim. There was a chesoron in Amunah. There was a chesoron in Betochen. Rachmona Libaboy. God, the Meshech Chochmah brings down in Parshas Dvorim a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Im yilchat ha'eichem kashonim kasheleg yalbinu borishoin. That's going on the bias rishon. Im yadimu chatoilo katzemer yiu basheni. So the Yerushalmi is telling us that the chut that was malbim in the Beis Hamikdash Shem HaKippurim, so the Pasuk tells us the darge of whiteness was, in the by the Bayis Rishin, it was Kashelek. By the Bayis Sheni, it was Katzemer. Tzemer is not as white as Shelek. So the Meshech Chochmah explains what is the difference between Shonim and Toilah. Shonim is, you had a chut, you dyed it red. So the dye is mi bachutz. It's the Aloshin Odaim, Mimus is Aloshin Chet, Ashi brings down by Edaim, Akein Korish, Moy Edaim, Edaim is Aloshin, Admimus Aloshin Chet. So if you have, im yichateichem kashonim, if the Chet is like Shonim, that means it's a Chet mi bachutz, is then kashelag yabino. That can, when there'll be a tire, it'll get completely white, kashelag yabino. Im yadimu chatoilo, this is a worm, the dam is mibifnim. You don't see the dam mibachutz. The dam is mibifnim. So there's katzema yu. There'll only be katzema. I once thought let's just look how the Rishonim, which perhaps we look down on them, how did they really look? There's a pasuk in Melachim Aleph, Pezayin, pasuk Lamed, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis. Vayas Achav ben Omri Hora be'enei Hashem. Mikoila Shelafona. This is a record. That means he did hara be'inei Hashem Mikoila Shelafona. He overdone whatever was before. Vayhi hanoke lechtoi bechate shirovim benevot. That was from the small chatoim. Vayikach ishas izevul basesbal melech sidoinim. Vayelech v'yavid esabal. Vayishtachuloi. Vayokom mizbeach laboal beisabal oshabona b'shoimrim. Vayas achov es hashero, vayoysef achov lasois lahachis es Hashem melikei Yisrael, mikoil malchei Yisrael ashahoyu lefon. Now that's shreklich. This is achov. Now let's look a little further. We have the same achov. In Kapitel Chof, it says as follows. Uven hadad melech haram kovetz es kol cheloi, ushloishim ishnayim melech itoi vesus vorechev, vayal vayotzar al shoimroin vayilochem bo. They went, they surrounded shoimroin. They were loichem in shoimroin. Vayishlach malochim al achav melech Yisrael ha'iro, vayoyim aloi koi omar ben hadad, kaspecho, Uzahovcho lihu binoshecho uvonecho hatoivim lihem. He gave him an ultimatum. He completely surrounded Shoimroin. He told him what he wants. Locha bitchaktan. Kaspecho zahovcho lihu. The Gemara says, But in Brochus, Tav Samach Aleph Amud Beis, Amar Rav Leivri Alma Elo LaAchav Ben Omri. So the Goyin says, Achav had Kol Toiv Olam Hazeh. So when he told them, Kaspecho Zahov Cholihu, we weren't speaking about a few dollars. We're speaking about a lot of money. Dinoshecho, your wives, Uvonecha, Toivim, Lihain. That's what he told them. Achav didn't bat an eyelash. Vayan Melech Yisrael. Vayoymar Kidvocho Adoni HaMelech Lochoani V'chola Shali. He saw he was outnumbered. Nothing what to talk about. Finished. You want it? Take it. Vayeshuvu HaMalochim. Now the Malochim came back to Achav. Vayoymar Koyamar Ben Hadad Leimer. Kisholachti Yelecho Leimer Kaspecho Uzohovcho V'noshecho Uvonecho Li Sitein. I told you that. Is Mamela, ki im kais mocho, eshlach es avodai eilecho, vechipsu es beischo, veisbotai avodecho, vahoyo kol machmad einecho, yesimu viyodom velokochu. Kol machmad einecho, that which is precious in your eyes, yesimu viyodom velokochu, they're gonna take. Now all of a sudden, we'll see in a minute. Vayikra Melech Yisrael lechol ziknei haoretz. Now already made an emergency meeting. And the first request of Ben Hadad, there was nothing to speak about. He's giving him. Sovcho, kaspecho, noshecho, banecho. Now he has machmad einecho. Vayikra Melech Yisrael lechol ziknei haoretz vayyema du'uno ru'u ki roze mevakish. Oh, now he's going too far already. Ki sholach elai lenoshai, levonai, lechasvu, zahovi, lemanati mimenu. But now he's asking, machmad einecho? Oh, that's too much already. Vayoyimru eilav kol askeinim v'chol la'om al tishma v'lo yisoyvim. No, we can't give into this. This is already too much. Now what is machmad einecho already? What is machmad einecho? So Rashi says, v'aloi kol orishoinim divrei chemdohem. Everything is chemdo. Elamau machmad einecho, chemdo mitoy chemdo. Now what is chemdo mitoy chemdo? Ze sefer toire shenema boye nechmodim mizov mipozhov. He wanted the sefer toire. Now, if you'd ask a sefer toire, that he'd give him for free. What are you talking about? Look what he was an oivet avay the zori, he did lahachis, everything. The sefer toire. Take it, gesinnt the hate. Omar achov beliboy. Dover godol ze mevakish. That's already too much. Ein ze shali levadi, shal zikni yisraeli, levikach vayikro lechol ziknei oretz, af al pisho yoivdim avoyde zore, ho yomechabdina satayra. So we see that's the der tapuches. It's no stire. They were oivdim avoyde zore, ho yomechabdina satayra. That means, b'shayre she'amune, they knew the tayres nechmodim izovim ipozrov, that they knew. Either doing aveiris, they couldn't control themselves. It was amirdiki giri hayetzer. And forget, and they went and they were loichim. They were loichim with Ben Hadad, because they were not maskim to give him the Sefer Torah. There's a Medrash Tilim. Medrash Tilim says, on the posik, al naris bovel, shom yoshavnu gam bochinu bezocheinu asiyin. Alarovim besoicha talino kinereisenu ki sham sheilunu sheveinu divrei shir. So the Medrash Tilim explains, it's a meridike Medrash, what's namazay pshat? Al naris bovu sham yoshavnu. So the Medrash says that Nebuchadnezzar, the musik of who what Nebuchadnezzar understood. Medrash says as follows: Shaloi hoya lehem yeshive misheyotzu mi Yerushalayim ad shegiu lepos. Al naris bovul shom yashavnu. Nebuchadnezzar made sure that in Eretz Yisrael they were not able to rest a minute; they were going. Shom yashavnu al naris bovul. Now, what was the cheshbon of this anhoge? Oma. Nebuchadnezzar says, Ele kohoin shel elu rachmon hu. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is a rachmon. וכיוון שמסבירים לו פונום הלחיזר מלאכים עליהם. לתגנסטטר לדו תשובה דבי מספלו, שמה ישובו ויסחברו כולם, ויקחו ללקיים ויעזרים. That Nebuchadnezzar understood. The koyach of tvila, the koyach of tshuva, Nebuchadnezzar understood this very, very well. So everything that he had done was in vain. Lefikach hayu doichkim oisam umaritzim oisam balkochem. That they didn't have a second to think and to do anything. They were running keseda. They came to Naris Bovil. Isham yashav gam bachinu b'saye. Isham yashavnu gam bachinu b'zachenu etziya. Now they're in Bovil already. Al aravim b'saycha talino kinei reisenu. Ki sham sheiluno sheiveno divrei shir. Nebuchadnezzar, the Medrash says Nebuchadnezzar was in a ship. It was very depressing. All the Eden were, they first sat down now, and in Bovel they realized what they had lost, and in Bovel they're crying. It was very depressing. So he told them that there will be him there, that they should start playing. They should play music. He knew that there would be him, they knew how to play shir. So the Eden said, the Levim said, that not enough that in the Beis HaMikdash, we didn't play shir for the Rabbein Shalom, now for him and for his Abay Dezorah, we should play shir. Amdu kulam v'sholtu ba'atzmam v'notu al yoyne yedeyem l'soich piyam emaratzitzem oisam. So they took, it seems, their thumbs, they put in their mouths and they bit off their thumbs. Shiru lanu mishir tziyain, loy nashir, loy nema, ala eich nashir. They told them, we can't look, we don't have thumbs to play with. Marim etzbayseyem, v'oimrim hayinu kfusim, v'niskatu etzbayseyem. We can't. Eich nashir eshir Hashem. We can't. They showed him. Kivin sheyoda kein Nebuchadnezzar, but Nebuchadnezzar wasn't anah, he realized what they had done. Omad vehishlich mi Yisrael tilei tilim shel herugim. So he's very angry, so he killed thousands of Yidden. Afal pi shehogu mehem harbe hoyo lehem simche. Shlei omru shira lifnei avay dezore shenema vesey loleinu simcha. Now these are oivdei avay dezore. That's why the Beis HaMikdash became chorev. It seems when there was a Yetzahara, when they had a Giru, they were over there by the Zohar. But when there was no Giru, the Gewaldike Mesiris Nefesh they had was Moiradik. That was the Rachmona Liba boy. That was Toiv Tziponom Shal Rishonim Mikresom Shal Achronim. Zog the Gemara weiter. Reish Lokish Havesochi Biyardene. Reish Lakish was swimming in the Yarden. Osa Rabbe Barbachone Yoiv LeYodel. So he gave him his hand to take him out. Ben Yehoda says, the Gemara says, in Gittin, Reish Lakish was a stout person. So Mamela was telling me he had difficulties getting out of the Yarden. So Rabbe Barbachone gave him a hand. Omalei. Eleko Sanina Lechu. The Rabbein Shleilom hates you. That means Rabbi Babachana was a Ben Bovel, a Shlokish, a Biechim, a Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So he says, Rabbi Shalom is a Taina on the Bnei Bovel. The Chsiv, because it says in Posik, Im Choy Mehi Nivna Aleo Tiras Kosek, Vim Delis In Notzer Aleo Luach Ores. Imas, so he said like this, when Ezra was Oila Mi Bovel Eretz Yisrael, Imasisem Atzmeichem Kechayimo, if you would have been like a chayme, va'alisem kulchem bimei Ezra, and you'd have all gone up from Bovel to Yerushalayim, nimshaltem kikesef. So then you'd be im chayme nivna aleh tiras kosef. So you would have been nimshal lekesef. What's the mile of kesef? She'ein rekev shoylet boy. That there's no recovering, there's no rotting in kesef. It's gans. Achshev she'alisem kidlosais v'imdelasi, the two doors, you can have two doors, one is open and one is shut. So that's exactly what happened to Bubble. Half decided to go and half decided to remain there. In Delasi, so if you like Delasi, Nimshaltem Ke'eres, Sharekev Shoilet Boy. So there it gets rotten. You don't have too much left over. My Erez, Omar Ule Sas Megur. My Sas Megur, Omar Rab Abba Baskel. Let us see what Rashi says. Nimshaltem kak elakono sanina lachu lachobne bovushle olubime ezre. Umono yishchina milovoi miloshov rishlois bebayishaini. They prevented the shchina from coming back. Nimshaltem kakeset. Shaini nirkav kachle yayisem chaseirem shchina. You wouldn't have been missing the shchina. Kedalsois shah sheyesh boy shnei dlosois. Paiseach echad, one door is open, v'chaveiroi soiga, kachalisem lachatzoim. That's how you went up. One was open and one was shut. Sharekev shaylet boy, miktsosoi, teilas echlosoi, a chelik of the door is eaten up by a telas mitoiche miktsosoi kaim. Kach ktsas chozain shchina hoyesham. There was a little bit of hashchos hashchina, v'kulei loy hoyem. My eres, my name shells lares the comma, amulas sas magir. So the Bach says, shahasas mechasesoi megare mebifnim, sas shema tilas. So the sas is megare. My sas magir, kloim eloma nimshalu babayesheni le sas magir, linyin shriya shrine, amarababe baskel. Nishtailu kashanisha minaeres miktsas muet. That means there was only left over a baskel. There wasn't nevu anymore, there was only a baskel. So the Gemara explains as follows. Kedesanya, mishemeisu neviyim achreinim, chagai zechaya malochi, nistalka ruach hakodesh miyisroel. Vadayin hoyim mishtamshim bebaskel. But nevu wasn't there anymore. So he told them that was because the Klal Yisrael could have had the same darg of Ashros Hashchina if everyone would have been Oila. But since they weren't Oila completely, so that's what happened. Frekte Gemore v'reish lokish mi mishtoi bahadi Rabbe Bar Bachone. Reish lokish spoke with Rabbe Bar Bachone. Umar Rabbi Elozor, the more the Arius the Israel have, they have a Mishtoir Eshlokish Badei. The man the Mishtoir Eshlokish Badei, a person who Eshlokish would speak with Bishuk, Yovele Iske Beloy Sadi. If Eshlokish would speak to a person Bishuk, so they would know that person is so trustworthy, they would give him an Iske Beloy Sadi. So Memele, Reish Lakish was very careful who he spoke with. The Ben Yehuda says, Pshat, Reish Lakish had a very difficult background. He was listed by profession in his younger years. And he was oiker himself from all these chavrayim. He only spoke to, especially Bashuk, he only spoke to people leila leila. But then he had a problem. So the people he knew, Memele could speak with them. The people he didn't know, so he wouldn't speak with them. So that also was insulting. So, I mean, if she and Ezechet find a man, she didn't speak with anybody unless Yenna was Mefusim for the whole world that Yenna was a tzaddik and a neman, then he spoke with them. But like this, he wouldn't speak with people, Bashuk. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Loza, Mora, the Aradi Yisrael, he wouldn't speak with. So Memele, Rabbi Babachona from Bavel, he should speak with. Omar Rav Popi, Shodi Gavre Benayo, Eirish Lokish Have Uziri. The Ben Yoda says Ziri was episode, even the Goyim knew he was a Meredith Tzadik, Ziri. It's like one of these two people. If it's Reish Lokish, so then it was Ziri, not Rabba Babachone, or Rabba Babachone, Abba Verablozo. Ki also, so that was his Tainet, though. He Tainet to whoever Tainet that it was because the Bavliim were not oile legamri, that is why they weren't zeichet ashchos hashchina, b'miluye, only tabaskel. The Rabbi Loza, kiosel kami to Rabbi Yechanin, when Reish Lakish came back to Rabbi Yechanin, on Ma'aleis, he told over the shtik teire, what he told was self-gezot, the fault of the Bavli. Omalais, Rabbi Yochanan told him, Lav hainu taime. That's not pshat. Inam islike kulu b'mei Ezra lehavi shol yeshchina b'migdashayni. I feel like all of them would have gone up, there also wouldn't have been ashchos ashchina. Dechsiv yavta lekim leyefes v'yishkoin ba'olei shein. Av halkim de yavta lekim leyefes ein ashchina shoyre elo b'olei shein. Zogt Rashi, אמר רבב בסקו נשתיים לו כשנישם אין ארז מקצס מועד. שודי גבר בני אוי הרויחץ תחליף, אוי הפושט היד, ירב שימן בן לוקי שעב הרויחץ, זירי פושט ליד. הרב הבא הבחון הפושט ליד, רב הלזה, אוי הרויחץ. כי עושה רב שימן בן לוקי שלקם את רבי יוחנן, וסיפו לו כך אמרתי לו לפלויני, אז אף על פי שיאבת לקים ליפס, שזוכו פרסים לבנס בישני, אין שכינה שוירה אלא במקדש רישן, שבו נשלוימי שבו מזערי של שכינה.